Well, if you were listening to the show yesterday, I talked to a very respected business owner, CEO for many, many years in our region, who moved his business to Arizona because things have gotten so bad here. Another small business owner heard us talking and had another perspective to share. Her name's Wendy, and she joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. I appreciate you reaching out to us. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
So one of the challenges of being a business owner, as you shared in your message to us, is this moral dilemma where you were shut down. Your business was shut down for several months. Is that correct?
Yeah, and we're still at 25% capacity.
Okay. Did you get any rent breaks during that time? What you talked about was interesting to me, Wendy, because it sounds like you have a moral dilemma that a lot of people are facing. You could take advantage of the rent moratorium, but you choose not to. Is that right?
Yeah, I choose not to just because, like, you had had a woman that you interviewed yesterday who was talking about owning business properties, like older, I think older buildings in Seattle, so that small businesses could, you know, afford rent and open. And so the landlord that I have is also one of those people that's, you know, owned the property forever, local in Ballard. And so if they keep the rent really low and they do it, I think they keep the properties when they could sell them just so businesses, little businesses like mine, can open up and survive. So I felt like I didn't want to put them out by not paying rent to them because I know that, you know, they need to make money as well. So it's kind of a tricky situation. It's not a large corporation that owns the property I'm on, you know?
Yeah, well, and that's where I think everybody's facing a moral dilemma because your landlord, and I don't know, you know, what kind of zoning is in your neighborhood, but since the city council has basically said they want more density, they've upzoned almost the entire city, your landlord could probably sell that property, sell it to some condo developer, and it'd be what we have everywhere else, which is six or seven stories of apartments or condos with retail on the bottom. They could probably sell it. But maybe they like the, you know, they will accept less money so that they can keep some character in the city. And between landlords like yours and tenants like you, it's very interesting moral dilemma that everybody's facing right now.
Yeah, and I believe that, like the woman who was on the show yesterday said, I think that the problem is that with the tax increases as far as property taxes go, it's when the owners of these spaces are faced with this dilemma about what to do, and sometimes it's just going to come down to money, it's going to push them, unfortunately, in the direction of selling and tearing down. And then the new spaces that go up are apartments, which I don't know how many of those we need in the city, but I don't know anybody who likes them. And then it's small business spaces that are like 300 to 500 square feet below, and they're always a little oddly shaped. So it's like, as this stuff goes up, they're just boxing out small businesses, what it feels like. I'm really starting to feel like, you know, that Seattle's not, doesn't seem like they're interested in keeping small businesses around. It seems like they kind of want to force all of us out and then bring in just like corporate whatever. And I'm in Crown Hill, and that's a cute little neighborhood. You know, Ballard was a cute neighborhood, Wallingford, Capitol Hill, you know.
You make such a great point. I don't think most people realize this. The people in power in Seattle, they talk all the time about caring about the little guy, caring about the working class, and almost every action they take attacks those people, attacks the working class, raises your taxes, makes it tougher and tougher to do business, and they claim to hate companies like Amazon, but Amazon gets fantastic tax breaks wherever they go because they have the power, the clout to negotiate that. You don't. And until we all realize that this is not about a government that wants to help the working class, I think people are just a little delusional right now about, you know, the people who are in charge.
Yeah, Seattle's supposed to be this. I think that everybody's forgetting why people move to Seattle. We have so many cute little individual neighborhoods within, you know, 10 miles. You could travel through three cute distinct neighborhoods, and Crown Hill is one of those, and definitely it needed some repair, but you know, I'm seeing the homeless population increasing, which has been causing, and I'm not saying homeless people like vandalize. I'm just saying, like, you know, we have people stealing our chairs, stealing our lights, and stealing stuff from out front. We have vandalism, not from homeless people necessarily, but just from people out to cause trouble. And we have a lack of police presence. So as a business owner, I mean, I very rarely go through one day where there's not something, some fire that I'm putting out because we have lack of police presence, because, you know, everything's getting torn around. So we have, you know, torn down around us. So we have vacant buildings everywhere, which encourages more of that. And then I've talked to a lot of the homeless people in the neighborhood that are local Seattleites who are now homeless because they've torn down affordable housing and replaced it with $1,600 apartments, you know?
Well, yeah, but not only that, but they raise the taxes on the landlords, and the landlords pass that along to the tenants. So government is the primary reason housing's unaffordable around here. In Seattle, yep, more than any place in the country, Syracuse University study, government adds more to the cost of housing in Seattle than any city in the United States of America. Well, and I'll just finish with this, Wendy. I don't know if you know this. I grew up in Ballard. I always think of the heart of Crown Hill, the hub, as being 80th and 15th. And on the southwest corner was Crown Hill Hardware, just a great funky hardware store. And then if you go down towards Ballard High School, where I went to school, there was nothing but funky little businesses on and buildings on both sides of 15th. I drove that stretch of road a couple of weeks ago, and it's like there's just this giant wall of these seven-story condos down both sides of the street, and it was really sad and depressing to me, because the city council that talks all the time about how much they care, all they want is more tax dollars from the developers who want to homogenize the city. That's my view.
And one last thing I'll say, a lot of the developers aren't local. So it's like there's something to be said for people that purposely moved here, were born and raised. A lot of developers don't live in Seattle at all. And that's not even getting into the construction issues that we've had with clients not being able to get into our parking lot to park. And we're at 83rd and 15th. We used to be at 73rd and 15th. And I picked Crown Hill for a reason. Like, I thought it was like an up-and-coming neighborhood, but not in the sense of literally up-and-coming with large buildings,
right.
You know. Yeah. But, yeah, hopefully it all gets straightened out. But I think the government needs to remember a really important fact, and that's that, like, middle-class people pay a lot of the taxes. I'm a middle-class business owner, and as a business owner in Ballard, I should be able to afford to live where I own a business. And that's the other thing, what happened to being able to afford to live near where you work. You know, you shouldn't have to
commute
in.
Well, look, I agree with everything you're saying. There is an absolute war on the middle class by the Seattle politicians, because they want people in poverty, because that makes government even more necessary in the lives of those people. That, you know, we'll take care of you. You can't take care of yourself. Government will take care of you. And that's what they want to instill as much as possible. Of that, I am certain.
I totally agree.
All right. It's really nice talking with you. I appreciate you reaching out to me and coming on with me today.
Yep. Great talking to you, too.
All right. There goes Wendy. And by the way, her business is Wendy's Barber Lounge in Crown Hill. If you want to go say hi to her and get a cut. But I appreciate her coming on after reaching out to us like that. All right. We have lots more to come straight ahead as the Dory Monson Show rolls on.